Ergonomic comparison between formal and informal caregivers performing device-assisted transfers using a mechanical lift and a robotic-assisted transfer device. J. Boydick 1, 2, M. Greenhalg, B. S. 1, 3, R. Cooper, Ph.D. 1-1 Human Engineering Research Laboratories, Veterans Affairs Pittsburgh Healthcare System, University Drive, Pittsburgh, PA, 2 Department of Biomedical Engineering, Duquesne University, Pittsburgh, PA, 3 Department of Epidemiology, Graduate School of Public Health, University of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, PA. Introduction: caregivers are essential resources in healthcare, as over 39 million adults in the United States provide care to a person who is disabled, ill, or elderly. 1. Informal caregivers, which include family and friends, provide approximately 87% of long-term care. 2. Formal caregivers, including home health aides, nursing aides and personal care aides, are expected to increase by 47% from 2010 to 2020. 3. Caregivers perform a variety of tasks, some of which are physically demanding, such as transferring patients to and from wheelchairs. 4. Mechanical lifting devices such as the Hoyer lift are an improvement compared to manual lifting, yet still have limited use in crowded spaces and leaves a risk for shoulder and back injuries. 5. In contrast, the strong arm RATD has a more compact design, making it more suitable for tight spaces, and uses an electronically controlled joystick to perform the transfer. A recent cross-sectional study showed that caregivers favored strong arm over the Hoyer lift for both task load demand and transfer usability. 6. As informal caregivers are more prevalent than formal caregivers, it is important to determine which type of device is more suitable in a home setting. 7. This study aims to determine whether there is a significant difference in muscle activation between formal and informal caregivers when using assisted transfer devices, including the Hoyer lift and strong arm, and to compare usability, demand, and muscle activation between both devices. It is hypothesized that formal caregivers, or those with more formal experience, encounter less muscle activation using assisted devices for transfers than informal caregivers. Additionally, it is hypothesized that both groups experience reduced muscle activation and task demand using the strong arm compared to the Hoyer at 3 distinct surfaces and phases to and from a wheelchair. Methods: 8 formal caregivers and 9 informal caregivers were recruited for this study from the 2018 National Veterans Wheelchair Games in Orlando, FL, the University of Pittsburgh School of Health and Rehabilitation Sciences, the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center Center for Assistive Technology, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Pittsburgh Healthcare System, and through local research registries from the University of Pittsburgh Clinical and Translational Science Institute and the Human Engineering Research Laboratories. Caregivers, who were paired with mobility device users, were required to meet the following criteria to participate in this study: 1. Over the age of 18, 2. Able to volunteer 4 hours of their time, and 3. Over 1 year of experience performing transfers. Caregivers were excluded if they had a history of pain or injury that could be aggravated during the study, or if they were pregnant. After signing consent, participants completed a sociodemographic survey and also completed the Oswestry Back Pain Scale and the Occupation Fatigue Exhaustion Recovery Scale, which evaluates back pain and occupational fatigue, respectively. 8. 9. Electromyography, EMG, sensors provided by Noraxon, Telmio, were used to collect muscle activation by placing electrodes on the caregiver at the erector spinae and latissimus dorsi. During the manual muscle tests, the caregiver voluntarily contracted their target muscle for 5 seconds to determine the baseline muscle activation, or maximum voluntary contractions, MVC. Participants were then provided a video explaining appropriate use of each transfer device. The experimental protocol was identical for both the formal and informal caregivers. Transfers were conducted using a powered wheelchair to and from 3 different transfer stations: a rehab bench, standard tub chair, and a standard toilet in a simulated bathroom compliant with American Disability Association standards. 10. Care recipients were transferred to and from each station 3 times with both the Hoyer and the strong arm, or a total of 36 transfers per caregiver. Each transfer was divided into 3 distinct phases: lift, transfer, and placement. Following each transfer station with each device, caregivers completed 2 surveys to assess each device. The USAT assesses the device's ease of use, efficiency, appeal, safety, and ability to reduce transfer-induced fatigue and discomfort on a 10-point scale. The NASA TLX survey assesses task demand on a 0-100 scale and a matching scale assessing the more demanding domain. 11. Biomechanics code was previously developed on MATLAB to calculate both the peak and integrated muscle activation of muscles of interest. EMG data was cleaned and rectified using a fourth-order bandpass and low-pass Butterworth filter. peak percent MVCs greater than 100% were not included as they were not measured by true MVCs. All statistical analysis was performed using IBM SPSS. A five-way repeated measures between subject and ANOVA was performed. A p-value of less than 0.05 was considered significant. Results: USAT strongarm has a significantly more positive impact on caregivers with regards to fatigue, p equals 0.024, and pain frequency, p equals 0.003. Strongarm was favored with respect to reducing transfer-related fatigue at both the rehab bench, p equals 0.023, and the top chair, p equals 0.042, as well as reduced physical discomfort frequency at the standard toilet, p equals 0.001, rehab bench, p equals 0.009, and top chair, p equals 0.034 when compared to the Hoyer lift. Back pain responses showed no significant difference. The type of caregiver, formal or informal, showed no significant difference in survey responses in all four categories. Back pain, fatigue, pain intensity, pain frequency, NASA TLX. Caregiver status, 0.861, 0.699, 0.198, 0.198, 0.035. Device, 0.151, 0.024, 0.355, 0.003, 0.258 surface toilet rehab bench top chair, 0.178, 0.063, 0.313, 0.050, 0.023, 0.042, 0.573, 0.322, 0.395, 0.001, 0.009, 0.034, 0.244, 0.421, 0.172 NASA TLX. The NASA TLX survey showed no significant difference in total task demand on the device used, p equals 0.258. However, formal caregivers experience significantly less task demand than informal caregivers performing device-assisted transfers, p equals 0.035. Peak percent MVC data: strongarm was favored over the Hoyer lift for both the right, p equals 0.005, and left, p equals 0.016 erector spinae, and the right latissimus dorsi, p equals 0.003. For the right erector spinae, strongarm was favored at all three transfer surfaces: standard toilet, p equals 0.002, rehab bench, p equals 0.010, and top chair, p equals 0.019. It was also favored during the lift, p equals 0.009, and transfer, p equals 0.006 phases. Additionally, strongarm was also favored in both directions: to the surface, p equals 0.005, and to the wheelchair, p equals 0.007. Muscle activation was lower in the left erector spinae using strongarm at the rehab bench, p equals 0.003, and the top chair, p equals 0.020, as well as in the lift phase, p equals 0.006. Strongarm was again favored in both directions: to the surface, p equals 0.016, and to the wheelchair, p equals 0.017. Strongarm transfers also required less muscle activation in the right latissimus dorsi at all three surfaces: standard toilet, p equals 0.003, rehab bench, p equals 0.005, and top chair, p equals 0.010, as well as in the lift, p equals 0.010, and transfer, p equals 0.004 phases. Like the right and left erector spinae, strongarm was also favored in both directions at the right latissimus dorsi: to the surface, p equals 0.002, and to the wheelchair, p equals 0.005. No significant differences in peak percentage muscle activation were reported at the left latissimus dorsi. In all four muscles, the type of caregiver showed no significant difference in the muscle activation. Discussion: this study analyzed both the muscle activation and survey responses of formal and informal caregivers while using assistive transfer devices, including the mechanical lift and RATD. Strongarm required less muscle activation in three of the four muscles tested, proving that it is less physically demanding than the Hoyer lift, supporting the hypothesis. However, the type of caregiver, formal or informal, showed no significant difference in muscle activation in the caregiver. This insignificance may have been because the transfer devices are straightforward to operate, so all caregivers use the same muscle exertion to complete the transfers. According to the results of the surveys, strongarm was proven to reduce transfer-related fatigue and physical discomfort frequency in parts of the transfer. Strongarm only requires the use of a joystick to perform the transfer, reducing both the time and muscle exertion needed to complete the transfer as opposed to the Hoyer lift. Therefore, Strong arm would be suitable for both a home and clinical setting because it reduces the muscle activation in both formal and informal caregivers. The NASA TLX survey was the only instance where the caregiver status proved to be significant. Formal caregivers experienced significantly less task demand than informal caregivers. This may be because they feel more comfortable handling assistive transfer devices from extensively using them at their jobs. Results from this study were based on a convenience sample of caregivers, which may not accurately portray the caregiver population as a whole and could lead to sampling error. Future studies should recruit caregivers that more accurately represents the entire caregiver population. Additionally, this study focused only on two back muscles. Shoulder injuries are also common in caregivers, so future studies should focus on muscle activation in the deltoid. Conclusion: the type of caregiver, formal or informal, showed no significant difference in muscle activation when using assistive transfer devices. Strong arm was favored over the Hoyer lift in reducing muscle activation in all caregivers, making it suitable for both a home and clinical setting. Acknowledgement: this work was funded by Aspire, grant number, :156014, the VA Merit Review, grant number, F1454R, VA Center for Excellence for Wheelchairs and Dissociates Rehabilitation, grant number, B9250-C, Integrative Graduate Education and Research Traineeship, grant number, DGE1144584, and Paralyzed Veterans of America. The contents of this paper do not represent the views of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs or the United States government. The author reported no conflicts of interest. References: 1. Yoon, E. Y. Knight, T. Ricciardelli, L. A. and Bernie, S. 2018, Health Literacy of Caregivers of Adult Care Recipients, A Systematic Scope and Review. Health Soc Care Community, 26. E191E206. doi:10.1111/hsc.123682. The Scan Foundation, 2012. https://www.thescanfoundation.org/sites/thescanfoundation.org/files/us_who_provides_lt_us_oct_201_fs.pdf. 3. Janis, H. Grindel, G. G. Kelleher, A. Wang, H. Brewer, B. and Cooper, R. 2013. Initial Development of Direct Interaction for a Transfer Robotic Arm System for Caregivers. 2013 IEEE 13th International Conference on Rehabilitation Robotics, ICORR. doi:10.1109/icor.2013.6650390-4. Garg, B. Owen, D. Beller and J. Baynog, 1991, A Biomechanical and Ergonomic Evaluation of Patient Transferring Tasks, Wheelchair to Shower Chair and Shower Chair to Wheelchair, Ergonomics, 34-4-400-7419, DOI, 10.1080/0014013910896732555. Bergman, J. Grindel, G. Wang, H. Kelleher, A. and Cooper, R. A. 2017. Further Development of a Robotic-Assisted Transfer Device. Topics in Spinal Cord Injury Rehabilitation, 23-2-140-146. doi:10.1310/sci2302-140-6. Greenhalgh, M., Landis, J., M., Brown, J., Kulik, H., Bass, S., Al-Khatani, S., Cooper, R., A. 2019. Assessment of Usability and Task Load Demand Using a Robot-Assisted Transfer Device Compared with a Hoyer Advance for Dependent Wheelchair Transfers. American Journal of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 98-829-734. doi:10.1097/phm.0000000000117667. Solaro, A., and Crimmins, E., M. 2012. Who Cares? A Comparison of Informal and Formal Care Provision in Spain, England and the USA. Aging in Society, 34-3-495-517. doi:10.1010/s0144686x12001134-8. Fairbank J.C., Pinson P.B., The Oswestry Disability Index. Spine 2000. 25-2940-53-9. Winwood P.C., Winefield A.H., Dawson D., et al., development and validation of a scale to measure work-related fatigue and recovery, the Occupational Fatigue Exhaustion Recovery Scale, OFER, Jacob and Varen met 2005, 47-594-606-10, ADA Standards for Accessible Design, 2010, https://www.ada.gov/20108ADA_index.htm, accessed June 11, 2019. 11. Hard SG. NASA Task Load Index, NASA TLX. 20 years later. In Proceedings of the Human Factors and Ergonomic Society Annual Meeting, 2006. 59:904-908.